Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm really happy today. My guest is David Bodenheimer of Bodenheimer Plumbing Services in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I have been wanting to interview David for quite a while. I think I first noticed him just because our names are so similar, David Heimer, David Bodenheimer. But what I realized very quickly is that David is a really smart guy. He runs a great business. And I've attended multiple meetings with David's Service Nation Advisory Board. And when you listen to David, you realize he's got great practical experience and advice. He's a wonderful contributor and advisor. And additionally, David's company has a proud family history starting back in the 1930s. I'm not the only person who thinks this. Bodenheimer Plumbing Service is a winner of multiple Reader's Choice Awards, recipient of the Patriot Award. They participate in our industry associations, and they're a member of Service Nation Alliance since 2020. So David Bodenheimer, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for the introduction.
Tell us about your family history. This is really interesting.
It goes back to my grandfather. They worked together. My grandfather started probably the late 30s, and my dad worked with him, and over the years, they did pumps. My grandfather sold supplies, and my dad would do the plumbing portion for him to help people put their plumbing in, pumps, and took care of that. And then my grandfather passed away, and when that happened, my dad went to work for a large mechanical contractor that did plumbing and HVAC work. They did a lot of textile work, a lot of large industrial commercial-type projects. And he worked along there for several years to about 1977, and then he decided to come back to the plumbing shop, start plumbing again. And he worked on that. I think what got him back, me and my brothers were getting to be teenagers, and we was probably driving our mom crazy. So I think that had some influence on him to get back home. But he started plumbing again back in 1977. And then my oldest brother was getting out of school. He'd come to work with my dad. Then my middle brother, he had got out of Appalachian State and he was looking for a job. He had graduated in accounting business, and my dad brought him on and he started working in the office side of things. And then I come on when I graduated from App State, come on and started working also.
So did you always want to be in the family business? Was that part of the plan for you?
Well, I'd worked in it during, you know, during the summers and holiday breaks and that stuff. We grew up in it. He always had something going that he needed help with, and he was grooming us all along. I don't know that I always wanted to be in the plumbing business, to be honest with you. One summer, I come home and I told him, I said, I don't want to work in the plumbing. You know, I want to do something different. And so my dad said, well, you're going to have to do something this summer. You can't just lay around.
Yeah.
So he gave me an address and gave me a man's name to go see. He goes, you got to see this man at 7 o'clock Monday morning. And I went, and it was actually for the company he had worked for. So I went to work for that company one summer, and all I did was thread pipe all summer long. So I didn't quite get away from plumbing. You know what I'm saying? I thought, but somehow he hooked me right back into it. So, yep. So that's, yes, I'm stuck with it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do.
Yeah. So are your brothers in the business still, or are they doing something else?
They're doing something else. Back in 2012, 2013, I lost my dad, and then we lost our mom about 6 months later. So we had a time there, me and my brothers were working together, and they were getting at kind of different stages of their life. One going different directions on some things. So my oldest brother kind of retired out, and then my other brother did some other things. So in 2017, I bought my brothers out. We got all that taken care of. And that's when I started, once I bought them out, I got more involved with the Service Roundtable in 2017. And then in 2020, the Service Nation Alliance. There's a contractor in our market here, John Ehens with Ehens Heating and Air. He's in our local market. He was on one of the success meetings I went to. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know John personally at the time. I knew his company. And I spent some time with John, and he really told me what a good organization everybody, what it was and how it helped him. And that really gave me the confidence to join. He really helped me make a decision with that.
Oh, good. So tell us about Bodenheimer Plumbing services now? How big are you guys? What do you do?
We provide residential and commercial service and repair here in the Winston-Salem Triad area. Then we do, I call it kind of light commercial work. We'll do some upfits, some dental offices, doctor's offices, projects like that. I call it the projects that are too big for the small companies, but too small for the bigger companies to pursue.
Yeah.
It's a good niche for us. Since joining, probably in 2017, we were at $3 million in sales and revenue for the year. And this past year, we were at 6.5. We finished up the year.
Wow. Congratulations.
I need to thank y'all for what all y'all have done for us. Y'all really helped us with a lot of programs and stuff. And the mixing and meeting with the other contractors and the AB meetings, they're very, very helpful. You get a lot of good information from there.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Well, when you look back over the growth of your company, what are some of the things that you did that made a difference for you?
Before joining the service station, we were always on our service side of time and material company. And I'm sure the last one in my AB group to make a change to some upfront pricing. And that's helped us tremendously. And just the training opportunities.
Does your team do the whole house inspection when they show up, or have you gone through that?
I hadn't gotten that far yet. We're still new into it and we're trying to progress along. But, you know, we show up and present them some options and let them choose, and it seems to be working well for us.
So with this growth, I mean, from 3 to 6, that's very significant. You've had to add people. And so what is the best thing you've done to get new people? Has there been anything in particular that works really well for you?
I've got a lot of brothers that work here. Seems like we've got a lot of family folks that work here.
Yeah.
So I get one brother and then another one comes. I say, hey, we might need another. Then another one shows up. So we've got a lot of that. Once I bought the company in 2017, I had folks coming back to us that had worked for us in the past. So that's helped. So we've got some people coming back and started working with us again. And we've had some folks that just moved from other parts of the country into this area. We've hired a few that way. I heard one fellow moved here from California and he started working here. He worked here about a month and then he goes, you know, my brother-in-law is real mechanical. You know, you want to talk to him and he come on, and I think he's going to turn out and be a real good service tech for us here. We're just waiting on a truck to come in here next month and see if we can get another tech on the road.
Well, I got to say, I mean, that speaks really well for you as a company, right? I mean, if you're so good that a guy says, hey, I'd like my brother to come work here as well. I mean, people don't bring their family into bad situations, usually.
Yeah, that's true.
And you've had people who worked for you before went and worked somewhere else and then said, wait a minute, I had a pretty good deal at Bodenheimer. I want to go back to those guys. I mean, you must be a good place to work. I mean, that's got to be part of it.
We try to be a good place to work. We try to work hard and do a good job for the customers. But we realize, you got family outside of this. You got other things. You don't want to be here 24/7. We try to be pretty straight up with folks. Like I say, we got to take care of our customers.
Yeah. So I look over the program, you know, ServiceNation has this rebate program, and you have gotten a lot of money back from the rebate program. Do you have any particular strategies for maximizing your rebates?
You know, I talked with the person in y'all's organization that handles the rebate, and he got me signed up, make sure I was maximizing that. There was people that I didn't even realize did rebates until he brought it to my attention. It's really helped a lot. I mean, it's a once a quarter thing. It makes a difference for us. It more than pays for any kind of dues we're paying out. It's a really good program.
Yeah, we're a profit center for you guys. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy you're talking about is Michael Rudowitz, and Michael Rudowitz's job for ServiceNation is to help the members of ServiceNation get the most rebates that they can. So I'm glad to hear that's working out for you.
It's well worth it. It's one of those things that before you do it, you're kind of, we'll see how the rebate works. But it really works. It's worthwhile.
You're not the only one. People are very skeptical of the rebate program. I don't know why.
It sounds too good to be true. You know, this can't be true, right?
I guess that's it. But, you know, you have members that make lots and lots of money off of the rebates. And now ServiceNation pays out millions of dollars every quarter in rebates to the ServiceNation members. So it's a great program.
It sure is.
Looking into the future, what are you looking for your business? Where do you want to be in 5 years? And what's out beyond that for you guys?
We're just continuing to try to grow and improve our service business, improve our practices and processes. I'm turning 59 in April, so I need to start kind of planning where I'm going to be personally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've always told my wife and my daughter, I said, I just don't want this business to be a burden to anybody. You know, if something happens to me, I don't want them to have to come in and have to fool with it. So I'm kind of trying to plan ahead and see what we need to do with it and see how we move forward from there.
Do you have family that is interested in inheriting the business or working in the business
in the future? I have a son-in-law that's working here now. He's a licensed plumber, went and got his plumbing license, doing a great job. I don't know, running and owning a business, it's a lot of stress and strain to it, like I'm sure all the other contractors will tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people want to take that on. And it's not one of those 8-to-5 jobs where you just kind of check in, check out.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where it goes and looking forward to following up and finding out about all that. So thank you so much for doing this with me. I love hearing about your business. I'm so proud of what you've done. I mean, my goodness, that's tremendous growth. And being able to get those people to come and work for you and bring their family in, I mean, that says that you guys are a really top-notch company. So congratulations on all that. That's terrific.
We appreciate all that, Dave. Thank you for your time today.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.